You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with a Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, I have Kenneth Schwartz on the show. Kenneth is the scientist who invented C6D Purple Power. Two of my guests, Cliff High and Patty Greer, have been shouting its benefits from the rooftops, and now I am beginning to notice some subtle changes myself. Kenneth Schwartz is the founder of C60 Purple Power, producing one of the highest quality C60 products available. He received his master's degree in science from UCD and a BS in economics from ASU. Ken has run several research science laboratories over the years and discovered that C60 while developing the MOXIE fusion reactor. He hosts the live C60 show on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month on Facebook and YouTube. To learn more about Ken and C60, go to his website at c60purplepower.com, and you can also follow him on Facebook, where he's implementing webinars to answer questions about this revolutionary new product. So let's welcome Ken to the show now. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Good to be here.
Great. Well, we almost didn't have it happen the last time. I think we postponed the show once, and I'm excited to find out more about what prompted you as a scientist to delve into C60.
Well, I was working, as I mentioned, on the MOXIE fusion reactor. That's a metal oxygen fusion.
Uh-huh.
It was a successful thing, by the way, but I didn't really trust the shielding on it. So I went researching on other things that could give me radiation protection, and I read about this stuff called C60. In carbon-60, it's a molecule, 60 carbon atoms, shaped pretty much like a little tiny soccer ball.
Uh-huh.
And in scientific studies, they'd give one set of rats C60, the other set of rats wouldn't get it. Then they hit them with a deadly dose of radiation. And all the control rats, which didn't get C60, died. And the ones that got C60, none of them died. In fact, They didn't even appear to get sick. So when I heard that, I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to get some of that. So when we were working on that project, everybody was taking the C60 into protect it. And, you know, I didn't, you know, it gave me more energy and health and stuff. And so I just kept taking it. And a few months after I'd did that, I went to my eye doctor and my macular degeneration had disappeared. And
wow.
That's just not for me. There's been lots of cases of people. I had dry, but there's several people, other people we have, doctors included, that had wet macular degeneration. And they've been taking C60. And not only did it stop their macular degeneration, it actually healed it. And so it's quite the amazing product, especially when it saves your eyesight potentially in the future. So at that point, I learned how to make C60 preparations myself and started C60 Purple Power, and it's growing from there.
Wow. Well, now, what exactly is it and how is it made?
Oh, okay. Well, C60 was solved a long-standing astronomical problem. They had a thing, DIMMs, diffuse interstellar bands. There's basically something in between the stars that was absorbing light in the infrared frequency band, and nobody knew what it was. I mean, this is like an 80-year-old mystery in astronomy. So Harry Kroto and Richard Smalley and a couple other scientists figured out that it was this C60, this carbon-60 molecule shaped like a little soccer ball that was doing that. So they discovered that in 1986. They got a Nobel Prize in 1996. And then what happened, people wanted to test this new molecule. You know, is it toxic? Is it dangerous? So they started doing that, and they found that the rats that got the C60 were living much longer than the control rats, which weren't getting the C60.
Hmm. So in other words, it had potential as a life extension benefit.
Oh, yeah. And then they started doing tests where they give the rats toxins and C60, and the other rats didn't get it, and they still kept living longer. And it basically was doubling the lifespan of rats and mice in these scientific studies.
Huh. Now, when did they start doing human studies?
Well, they actually haven't been human. There has been one human study. I've done a human study with C60 Purple Power, sponsored it with a research doctor, and on C60's effects on cataracts. We've had a lot of people customers that would write in and say, hey, our cataracts disappeared. So we decided to do the first human C60 test that we know of. And so we did a little, it's a small study, and but it's still in processing. We have preliminary results that improved everybody's eyesight, but the whole report and everything hasn't been done yet. It hasn't been all set up yet. So, but it's being in progress. And I think there's probably some other ones going on, but I just haven't heard about them.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other benefits that people have been noticing as they use it?
Oh, well, first you get an increase in energy and mental clarity. And also, if you're like in athletics, you'll have much more endurance. Your recovery times from exercise go way down, and your ability, your endurance goes way up. So you'll be able to do more reps or run faster. We've had several professional athletes become champions in their field using C60, but I won't mention names.
When do people usually start beginning to notice some of the changes that happen?
I just picked up a little fuzzy there. Could you say that again?
When do people usually begin to notice something different? Do they have to take it for quite a long time, or is it usually fairly quickly?
Well, it takes a little bit of time. There's a little scratchiness in there. Might want to check that. You'll notice an immediate increase. People that, like, for instance, they'll have pain in the lower back, and you take C60, and within 15 minutes, you'll have a reduction in pain. Mm. So you'll have a lot of real quick actions happening, and so increased energy. And then after a while, they kind of smooth out, and then you have a gradual increase in just about everything.
Well, it sounds pretty incredible. Are the results pretty consistent then?
Yes, they are pretty consistent. Now, there's a few things to tell people about C60. You know, C60 doesn't have any solubility in water. So what I myself and other C60 vendors, we suspend it in oil. In my case, I have coconut oil and avocado oil. Those are like the two most easiest digested oils. So if you're not used to taking a lot of oil, it might kind of go through you. So we recommend when you first start taking C60 to take it with food. Once you get a tolerance to oil built up, it isn't a problem.
So it is actually in the oil itself. It's not something that's water soluble.
No, it has zero water solubility. Well, some 0.000 something. So basically, it's held in by van der Waals forces. It's basic electrostatic stickiness in C60. C60 has a affinity for hydrogen atoms, and since oils are basically long chain hydrocarbons covered with hydrogens, it has electrostatic stickiness, and that's what suspends it in there. And you can't get much in. That's only like any preparation of oil only has like 0.1% of C60 in it. But that's the concentration. But that's still really effective.
Has anybody been able to determine what the mechanism is for the C60 to work?
Oh yes, it's an incredible antioxidant. C60 goes in there, and it's a selective antioxidant. As we age, a lot of the antioxidants our body produces, like glutathione and superoxygen dimetase, which works in the mitochondria, become less and less, and so everything works less efficiently. Well, C60 goes in there and replaces those missing antioxidants, so that your body's natural and normal chemistry can operate the way it used to.
Good. Now, is this going to be something that will be available, for people into the future so that they can know that it's going to be around? Or what's the popularity of C60?
Right now, it's not very well known. Maybe a small city of all the C60 producers and consumers, it might make up a small city on planet Earth. When it finally gets out, I think NASA is buying huge amounts of C60 for their astronauts, because of its radioprotective properties. I'm sure when those studies come out, C60 will explode in the average public consciousness. Right now, it's sort of for the cutting edge people in health and fitness really know about C60.
Well, it seems like the tests with radiation with the mice and the rats would indicate that there's some kind of protection that could occur for us, because there have been so many nuclear accidents and there's so much nuclear waste that's circulating on our planet that there's almost no way to escape it.
Mm-hmm. And the way 60 does it, it doesn't fight the radiation. What happens is when radiation goes through your body, it produces oxidative radicals, which is basically a molecule that's been stripped of an electron. And then that oxidative molecule wants to rip another electron from another molecule, which then causes another electron. What C60 does, it neutralizes that. So the oxidative radicals like hydroxyl radicals or superoxygen, that's an oxygen with an extra electron, or hydrogen peroxide, or some of the really powerful oxidative radicals, C60 will neutralize them pretty much back to water and reset itself. That's why it has an antioxidant potential 172 times that of vitamin C.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, how does that work?
Well, it's basically the C60 has a slight positive 2 charge when it's in your body, in the cytoplasm and such, and oxidative radicals have negative charges. So the negative is attracted to the positive, and then it sticks onto it. But C60 also has this ability to attract hydrogen, free hydrogen or hydrogen gas from the environment, and so it uses those hydrogens to neutralize the oxidative radicals pretty much back to water, and then it resets itself ready to do it again. Hmm. And it can just do it again and again and again. Of course, one of the things, it doesn't make any permanent chemical bonds in the body, so it won't combine with drugs or minerals or nutrients or anything, so it kind of washes out in about, on average, in 10 days, different times for different organs, and so you have to retake it. And so that's kind of how it works.
So is it something that you would take daily, or would you need to take it every 10 days? How is it administered?
You want to take it daily and in the morning. C60 has a certain stimulatory activity, a little bit like coffee. So we always recommend people take C60 in the morning, and then it'll be fine.
And is it something that you would take with or without food?
That's the question. See, if your body is used, a lot of health people are used to taking oils. They'll take, you know, coconut oil supplements or other things for healthy oils. If your body's used to oils, that's fine. You can take it on an empty stomach. I do. It's not a problem. But if you've never taken, like, significant amounts of oil, you probably want to take it with food. Over time, your body will build up a tolerance. But when you first start taking it, just take it with a little bit of food. And eventually, you know, that won't be a problem. You can take it on an empty stomach.
Well, so what are some of the other potential benefits that you see on the horizon?
Well, I mean, I could talk about, well, one of the benefits is stem cell therapies and telomere lengths. I'm not sure familiar with your people know about telomeres, but there are these nucleotide sequences which kind of wrap around the end of the chromosomes so they don't stick to other chromosomes or unravel. And as we age, the cells can only divide about 50 times till the telomeres get too short to divide, and then the cell goes under apoptosis, which basically cell death. But what people have found, people that use C60 have unusually, with their age, they have unusually long telomeres, just outrageously long for their age.
Huh. So that is something that could contribute to what the way that it works.
Yes, that appears to be. But telomeres are damaged by oxidative radicals, but C60 does one thing. It's like cells on the end of their lifespan. They're basically senescent cells. People call them zombie cells. And C60 gets in there, it kicks up the mitochondria, and it causes them to basically the cell to self-destruct. Because then the mitochondria communicate with the DNA and say, oh, well, it's too late. We're a malfunctioning cell. And then there's a cell self-destruct process called apoptosis. But on the other side, it stimulates stem cells. And stem cells have like a full set of telomeres. So you literally get younger. Your old bad cells that aren't functioning die out, and then they're replaced by new cells created by telomeres, so your average telomere length in your body actually increases.
Huh. Well, now that seems like something that people would really be interested in if it had any effect on the reversing the aging process.
Yes, we have people that in their like mid and late 50s who've been taking C60 for, you know, several years. The cutting edge people, and when they do their telomere tests, they have telomeres lengths reminiscent of somebody in their mid-30s.
Ah, well, now that sounds pretty promising.
And also we had the other thing we discovered recently. I have a little show, It's called the C60 Show, and there are episodes. I do it on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, and I talk about things, and people get back to me, and we got back from some people who've been having stem cell therapy. They were taking C60, and then they did stem cell therapy, and they had, like, incredible numbers of stem cells. It just amazed the stem cell people. They hadn't seen things like that, especially because most of these people were older.
Well, so what are some of the questions that people ask most routinely when you have these webinars or seminars?
There's a variety of them. Most of them have various conditions. We've been doing a couple of them actually on autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of people seem to greatly reduce their symptoms with autoimmune diseases and things like Parkinson's. Their symptoms go down. And I want to say C60 doesn't cure anything. What it really does is it gets rid of the oxidative burden that your body's under, your cells are under, so the cells can make the proper proteins or neurotransmitters for things to function right.
Mm-hmm.
And it just allows your body to function the way it's supposed to function. And when it does that, then you have good health and, I guess, longer telomeres.
Huh. And what are some of the other things that you've discovered about C60 along the way?
Oh, it's the energy increase. That's one people notice that. A lot of people, they just seem to get up and they have energy all through the day. They don't get the afternoon blahs when you get that glucose crash.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We notice it really improves digestion. A lot of people with, like, irritable gut and Crohn's disease and other things, it goes way down so they can have a more normal life.
Ah.
By releasing that oxidative burden, it's just like it's like rolling your age back 10 or 15 years.
Wow.
Things just function the way they used to when you were 10 or 15 years younger.
Huh. Yeah, I have a neighbor who has Crohn's disease, and he periodically has to go in for some very exhaustive tests and treatments. So that would...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because...
I don't know how it works, but, you know, it seems like it was quite a process to go through all of that.
Oh, yeah, we've had, like, leaky gut syndrome people, Crohn's disease. What it does is the C60, of course, because you're taking it as the oil, it goes into the intestines and all the leaky gut. It heals the intestinal cells with the little villi, which absorb nutrients, so that your gut doesn't leak anymore. And it seems to restore balance in the bacteria colonies that live in your gut, you know, symbiotically in our bodies. And so I've just had, you know, it's just amazing, an amazing molecule.
Now, if you were going to try to influence a group of people in trying to take this, what would be some of the main statements that you would make about it?
I'd say the increase in energy, increase in mental clarity. That's a real huge one. It also has a motivating factor. People just seem motivated to actually go out and do stuff. It gets them off the couch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I had a small company I was working for, and occasionally I was in management position there running things. And so one time I had everybody on C60, and I was getting 35% more productivity out of the people. People just have this motivation to go out and do things. Their minds are clear. They have the energy to do it. A lot of people that start taking C60, they start doing exercises or going out on walks or doing the things that they used to like doing 10 or 15 years before, but just didn't seem to have the energy or motivation to do that. When you take C60, that all comes back.
Wow. Well, that certainly seems to be something worth having, worth experiencing for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we also have a lot of reports of increased libido, in men and women. So that's another big C60 thing.
But
we won't say
right
too
there.
Much about that.
Anything that can increase the libido with people, it seems to be very popular these days.
Yes, C60 as sales are increasing. You know, it really hasn't been around. Well. It really hasn't been around for maybe a year and a half. That C60's had it kind of 100th monkeyed out about a year and a half ago.
Mm.
Well, maybe about a year ago, actually, the second 100th monkey. But, you know, it's been around for maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, but it's very, very small. And then people like Cliff High mentioned it on his show, and just sales for all the producers of C60 just skyrocket.
Oh, I'll bet.
So just because.
Yeah, I've had Cliff on the show a few times, and when he mentions something, things, it seems like there's a swell, an upswell of movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's always the cutting edge on things.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that. So what are some of the things that Cliff had said he noticed when he first started talking about it?
Well, he's had various health issues, you know. He got a vaccination when he was kids, you know, kind of damaged him up. It cleared out his you know, his various, and there's all, he had some things. I can't really go over them all, but it's just his health return, basically. He just, you know, the energy return. He could do the things he liked to do. He was getting the job done, you know, and he was all part of that giant coin blow up here in a couple of years ago when it went from nothing to something. So, yeah, so that's, it just helps. It's just an incredible healing molecule.
Wow, and we have a mutual friend too, Patty Greer, that swears by it as well. What has she noticed when she started taking it?
Well, she, I guess I had run across her. I was helping. She was scanning her house for too many electromagnetic radiations to see something, and so I gave it some C60 and I gave it to her, and I guess she had been injured at one of these UFO conferences. Somebody zapped her with a directed energy weapon, and so she could hardly walk.
Wow.
And after she got a hold of C60, she could, she was able to walk, and the pain went way down, and so she's just gotten better and better on it.
It's
just another happy customer of C60.
Jeez. I don't know if that's a warning to not go to UFO gatherings or what. If you can get hit with a directed energy weapon.
It's actually been going on for a while, evidently.
Huh.
Yeah.
So that was something that had was being done outside of the UFO conference.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of the different ones. It's been going on for years.
Huh.
It's just that people really never communicated with each other. You know, what happened to them after the conferences. And finally, people are starting to talk to each other, and they're starting to realize, whoa, this happened to me, and we lost a lot of the older speakers. All of a sudden, they all got sick and died.
Huh.
So, and then other organizations came in. But that's, you know, that's just, that kind of stuff goes on. It's been going on for years. It's just part of the same old stuff.
Right. That we categorize as not something that you want to have happen, but it's going on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So now, go ahead. Well, what more can you tell us about this amazing molecule? Or it is a molecule, right?
Yes, it is. It's a fullerene.
Right.
That's Harry Kroto and his friends got the Nobel Prize for discovering a whole new class of molecules called fullerenes. They're basically enclosed or spherical type molecules of carbon. And carbon-60 is the most common, but there's also a carbon-70, a carbon-84, a carbon-76. Much smaller amounts are naturally made. Back on how they make it, basically they make it the same way that it's made in the atmospheres of giant red stars. It's like our sun will eventually turn into right now it's burning hydrogen into helium, but eventually it's going to burn helium into carbon. And at that point, old sun puffs up into a giant red star. Well, it's obviously got lots of carbon because it's turning helium into carbon. And as it gets really hot at the core, so the outer atmosphere is full of carbon, kind of boil out in the space.
Uh-huh.
And in that process, they produce carbon-60. And so the way carbon-60 is made in a lab, you basically have two carbon rods, and you run a large electrical current through them that turns them to ashes. And then they have like a light helium atmosphere with a little fan in there blowing the helium across the arc. And so the ashes that come off can be anywhere from 2 to 10% carbon-60, depending on how well you run your product, your electric pulser. And then they take those. There's a couple of ways of separating. That's why carbon-60 is about the same. It's about the same cost per gold, high purity C60 is the same value as gold per ounce.
Huh. So, is it a complicated and expensive process to make it?
Yes, it is. It's complicated and expensive. That's why it's. I mean, it's found in nature, like maybe in the wick of a candle. is like a quarter of a percent carbon 60. But to make it in any concentration and then to take that and then concentrate it to, like, we sell it at 99.95%, occasionally 99.99% purity in the product. That's what it is. And then it's about 0.1% of whatever oil you take. But so to get it that high purity, that's what's expensive.
Basically it's a pure product that's suspended in oil. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, it's more like dissolved in oil.
Dissolved in oil.
Oil's
huh.
got that electrostatic. Yeah. And what you want to take C60. There's a couple ways people have C60. Some don't ever take the quote C60 powder. C60 needs to be separated from the crystals and in monomolecular or single molecule form suspended in oil. The same way if you put sugar in water, it spreads out. When you put C60 in oil, it spreads out. Of course, it takes about 2 weeks to do that, not, you know, a few seconds. But so it takes a while for that to process. Yeah, because in the initial processing, you'd have to put the C60 in the oil and spin the oil for like a week and a half to 2 weeks to get the C60 to dissolve up to saturation level. So there was a long period, you know, for processing C60 too.
Huh. Interesting. How is the word getting out about it? This is basically about, are you talking about it, and are there?
Oh yeah, there's myself and several other people. We have little shows that we talk about it. People that go over at Kilmer and a few others, they go, they talk stuff. But basically, it's word of mouth and people just giving their own testimonials. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube. And people just have these amazing healing episodes where, you know, incurable, quote, incurable diseases are suddenly, well, they're not cured, but they go away. So, you know, things that you say you can't fix this, well, all of a sudden it's fixed. So, you know, macular degeneration, there's no treatment for that. And yet with C60, it goes away and the damage heals. And so there's
right.
a lot of things. That's Parkinson's.
Pretty miraculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And the key is it's the antioxidant, because, for instance, you know, in a bottle of C60, you could have something like 10 to the 20th molecules of C60 in it. So you might have 10 to the 20th molecules of 10 to the 17th molecules of C60 in your body. I mean, that's an immense number. I don't even know the name for it. And so it gets in there and gets in all the cells and crevices and basically reduces this oxidative burden that we have, you know, where oxygen radicals are damaging things. And so, and part of it's signal clarity. So that all the hormones and other chemical messengers within the cell and between the cells and the organs and such can now communicate without the communication being damaged by the various hormones and chemicals being, you know, damaged by oxidative radicals. So it's like signal clarity. So everything can communicate with everything else. Proteins can in the endoplasmic reticulum can be built correctly. And neurotransmitters in the various vacuoles can now be, now they're functioning again. And so in all those ways, yeah, because in rats, it completely prevented cancers and cognitive declines with aging.
Huh. Well, it's a kind of a little bit on the mysterious side on how it works, but I guess the main thing is that it does work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's almost, C60 is almost indestructible. So it doesn't break down in the body, doesn't appear to accumulate. It just kind of eventually gets washed out in about 10 days, and you need to renew it, which if I run C60 Purple Powers, that's a good thing for me. But, you know, the reason I started the company is because the health it brought me, and it fixed my vision, and that's really important. And I just started supplying C60 to friends and family. And then it started with chiropractors, my chiropractor and acupuncturist, and more people. And just, you know, eventually it just turned into a decent company, but it was basically by word of mouth and people. I mean, people take the product, they have incredible healing experiences, and they want more, and they also recommend it to their friends.
Wow. Well, then that seems to be a really positive way for it to get around, is people's testimony.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and a lot of people also are getting it for the 5G environment we're going to be in.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. Because that's nasty. The, you know, 5Gs are basically microwaves. And, I mean, in the test of the 5G levels they're going to be putting in cities and towns everywhere, You know, that caused cataracts in rats really rapidly. One of the things C60 seems to do is protect against cataracts. Of course, you can also buy some of those UV-resistant sunglasses or the UV-resistant film you put on your windows blocks the 5G signal. So if somebody wanted to have a make a room totally protected from 5G, you could just get that film that protects some ultraviolet light that you put on your windows, your sliding glass doors and stuff, and just paper the inside of the room with that, and that would protect from 5G. But, you know, 5G is that kind of stuff. It all gets it gets deposited in the skin, so there's going to be a huge increase in skin cancers and cataracts and all kinds of, you know, surface phenomena. Because one of the things is they found a lot of the 5G radiation, the sweat glands, you know, which are full of salty water, actually act like little antennas for the 5G radiation and kind of tunnel them in a little deeper into the skin than one would imagine, where they can cause skin cancer and other nasties. So,
well, that's interesting for sure. I have heard, I've had a couple of guests talk about the 5G network, and it's not necessarily in a favorable light. What are your findings about what's coming?
Well, it's just a step too far. You know, they push technology over the limit and over boundaries they shouldn't go. It reminds me of the asbestos thing with Johns Manville. You know, they of course, they didn't know about asbestos damage, but we know about the damage of 5G radiations are going to do. But, I mean, to make the Internet of Things, that's something like just to wire it up the United States alone, that's a $7 trillion, you know, business.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money, and so they're just going forward with this technology because it's going to make them so much money. And even though there's something like 2,000 health studies showing, you know, the bad effects of this radiation, but, you know, it's not going to get in the way of the money, so it's just coming out. So basically the best thing you can do, I mean, eventually I think it's going to happen. People are going to discover what's going on, and then the lawyers are going to be involved, and they're going to sue everybody that's been part of the 5G system, just like they sued everybody who was part of asbestos. And, you know, and so in the future, I'm sure this will be, well, anyway, it won't be like it is now, or it'll be being shut down. But until that happens, you basically have to protect yourself, and C60 is one of the ways you can do that.
Wow. Well, it seems like we're always having to protect ourselves from something that is going on out there, and these latest technological developments continue to assault our physical bodies.
Oh, yeah, and one of the things that C60 also protects against, you know, when most toxic chemicals in the environment, it's not the toxic chemical that causes the problem. It's the toxic chemical. When the toxic chemical breaks down, it releases oxidative radicals. It's those oxidative radicals which cause the problem. So C60 neutralizes those oxidative radicals so that the whole chain of breakdown doesn't happen and you don't get the damage. Like they were doing the studies where they gave rats carbon tetrachloride and C60, and they lived twice as long as the rats that got the carbon tetrachloride, a nasty chemical. And that they also live way longer than the control rats, by the way. So they live like twice as long as the poisoned rats, and I think 65% longer than the control rats. So yeah, it protects against all these environmental toxins from radiation, which is whether it's 5G or the stuff that comes out of nuclear power plants. So it's just it's amazing. I'm sure in 20 years it's going to be in your Wheaties, but right now it's cutting edge. It's like C60 is where Bitcoin was when you could buy it for 25 cents.
Wow. I would imagine that if it has an effect on radiation, that might also assist with people who are traveling frequently and who go through, radiation checks at the airports.
Oh, yeah. And people don't know is that, you know, just flying at 30,000 feet will give you a radiation dose, you know, 20 times, 100 times what you're going to go through that little X-ray detector.
Huh.
Yeah, they discovered recently, you know, they weren't really measuring all the radiation. There's ionizing radiation, which is, you know, high charge particles or gamma rays.
Mm-hmm.
And so your Geiger counters and stuff can pick that stuff up. But what they weren't really measuring was neutrons, which are neutral. You only notice them when they damage something and then something comes from that. So you have to have different detectors for neutrons. And they discovered that, you know, there's a really high neutron flux when you're up about 30,000 feet. So that's actually, there's a bigger, and you can see this in stewardesses and pilots and stuff who fly a lot. They have a much higher cancer rate, and they think it's just because of the high energy radiations you get when you're up above 30,000 feet.
Wow. Well, now with 5G, I've also heard or I've read that they, in order to get the kind of coverage that they want, they would have to install antennas about every 100 feet. Now, I don't know if that's accurate or not, but it seems like that would be that the country would be literally strewn with antennas spewing out radiation just so that they could have a faster internet connection. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah. That is true. You're exactly right about it. You have to have it. I think one 5G thing can do about 3.5 houses.
Wow. Or
the similar amount in apartments. But yeah, but the reason they made those antennas really small is because when they first started 5G, they did testing, like big antennas. Uh-huh. Out in the countryside, and it just, like, they had these cows when they turned, there's a big test in Sweden where they had these really powerful 5G antennas, and when they turned it on, the cows would, like, stare up in the sky, and they stopped giving milk, and it just, because they're great, they, I mean, it's microwave radiation, you know, it's like being inside of a microwave oven.
Wow.
So they couldn't get away with giant, powerful antennas because it was so obvious, you know, the birds have problems when they fly by them because they get heated up. So the only way that they could get away with it is to make a bunch of tiny antennas, tiny receivers, one for every 3.5 houses, in a way to get around the, quote, health effects of the 5G radiations. But that's just, you know, that maybe delays it or slows it down, but it doesn't stop the damaging of the radiation. It's kind of like trying to cover it up by sweeping dirt under the rug. It doesn't really work.
Well, then those people who are living next to those antennas, wouldn't they get a particularly large dose of that kind of radiation?
Oh, yeah. But everybody's going to be living next to those antennas because you've got to have one antenna for every 3.5 houses. So, I mean, in places they're putting it in, it's like on every third or fourth telephone pole.
Wow.
You see this little bitty antenna thingies that they're sticking up. So they're putting it on, I mean, where it's going in, it's just everywhere. You know, it's just... You know, here you got, you know, cell phone towers every so, you know, half mile or whatever. So right now I think there's something like, what was it? Something like 308,000 cell phone and towers, the 4G kind of stuff all over the country.
Uh-huh.
To get to that same level of coverage with 5G, you're going to have like 4 or 5 million.
Whoa.
5G mini antenna receivers. And then all of those have to be connected by fiber optics as well. So,
yikes.
I mean, that's why it's going to cost $7 trillion to do the Internet of Things with 5G. But that's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of money and that's a lot of business. And that's why it's being pushed and being rolled out regardless of well-known health problems.
Wow. So it sounds like they're kind of playing down any potential health problems and almost ignoring them entirely.
Yeah, you know, one time, 3 out of 4 doctors smoked. Likes to smoke Camel cigarettes, you know?
Right. And the one doctor that didn't lived.
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things.
Yeah, wow.
People will look back in 20 years and say, how could they be so stupid? Well, you know, by that time, there'll be another crazy thing going on. So.
Well, you know, it is hard to conceive of these crazy things coming down the pike, but they do seem to keep coming at us, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
What about what about the digital smart meters? I've heard that they crank out some hefty radiation dose.
Oh, yeah, and that's one of the things about 5G. 5G doesn't do it. A lot of the testing that if they have microwaves, they're just like the animal testing at a constant level. But 5G doesn't do that, or the smart meters. What they do is they send packets of information. So there'll be a high burst of energy out of the 4G, out of the 4G, you know, smart meters in your house, or out of the 5G antennas, and some of the routers in your house that you buy, the Wi-Fi for your house is 5G. So you've got to be careful. You're not cooking yourself with your own little 5G transmitter in your house. Now, admittedly, 5G can carry lots and lots of more information than 4G. You know, 10, 20 times the amount, maybe 100 times the amount, depending on what gigahertz you're using. But there's consequences for that. And they liked about the 28 gigahertz, 30 gigahertz. There's a window in the atmosphere that you can put in microwaves that water doesn't absorb. Because, you know, if you think about it, like when you have a 5G and there's a rainstorm, you can't get your signal because the rain will absorb because water, it's like a microwave oven. Water absorbs microwaves, so the rain absorbs microwaves. And they've been going to places where they put 5G, and they've had to cut down the trees on the street, so that because water is in leaves, right? If you have trees with enough leaves, the 5G transmitter won't go through it. So they start cutting down the trees, you know, so that you can get your 5G transmissions. I mean, it's just
that's
ridiculous.
Crazy. I mean, it just seems like it's a completely the antithesis of, supporting nature entirely to cut down trees, because they also produce oxygen for us, and so without oxygen, we can't breathe.
Yeah. It's just one of those, technological. You can think of all the different technological things, like PCBs, it was a great idea at the time, or when they used that Agent Orange, but they didn't know about the dioxins, or the same with asbestos, great, look how it stops fires, isn't this wonderful? Oops, causes Mesolonian cancer. So, it's just, these things just happen as part of the technological development, because we don't really develop intelligently. They just kind of do it, and then if something bad happens, well, then they try to clean up the mess afterwards. They don't really think ahead when they do a lot of this stuff.
Right, right. And I would guess that some of these things that come out of the inventor's minds, probably they're aware of the fact that these negative side effects occur and allow them to happen anyway, given that it takes a certain amount of time for that to be documented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's probably that. They know there's some dangers to it. I mean, look at radiation and Madame Curie and all that.
They
discovered this atomic radiation. And I remember my dad used to talk about fluoroscopes. I'm not sure if your listeners know about that, but they used to have these X-ray devices that they had in the shoe store. So to go to see if your shoe is fitting, you could actually put you put the shoe on, and then you put your foot over the fluoroscope, and then the X-rays would go through it, and there'd be a screen right there, and you could actually see the bones of your shoe and the leather and stuff, like live X-rays. Of course, they found out a lot of the shoe salesmen used to do that as demos for lots of people, so their legs kind of atrophied and they became crippled and got cancers a lot. And so finally they decided, well, maybe fluoroscopes aren't such a good idea, so they eventually got banned. But at the time they thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Wow.
And it didn't turn out that way in the long run.
Wow, that's kind of funny in a way, but, it's more ironic than anything else, or moronic.
Yes, exactly. And I think 5G is going to be the same way. It's just one of those things, and, what can you say to people? You can tell, there's been people out there saying this is what's going to happen. It's not like there isn't a lack of knowledge. It's just that there's not really a lack of, authority and decision-making to make, if money's involved. They're going to go for it, and that's just the way it is.
It does seem to be that way. I mean, if there's money to be made, everybody be damned. then nothing stops it. And it does seem to see that our society is motivated largely by greed.
Yes, it didn't used to be that way. I mean, well, it's always been a bit, but we used to have other values. But, we're kind of in a decay mode, at least here in the West.
Yeah,
and societies
right.
go through that. So we're on the slope sliding down, not on the pathway upward.
It sure seems that way. And then these technologies, the thing that's kind of irritating about it is that they do affect everybody. So people who are not on cell phones and don't give a rat's ass about cell phones and could care less about all that stuff and faster connections and more data packets, they're going to get zapped just as much as anybody that's getting all that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's ways you can protect yourself. C60 is one of them. But, think about atomic fission, all those atomic power plants. They're making radioactive waste that's nasty for like 25,000 years and longer.
And where does
25,000 years, come on.
Where does that waste go?
Yeah, so they dig at the holes in the ground. But, is anybody going to remember in 1,000 years that this was toxic or something? I mean, how will they communicate that to the future? I mean, that was not a well-thought-out technology, because they didn't, it's great, but what do we do about the waste? So, that's another example. I mean, this is pretty common in human society, and it's starting to cause problems.
I have a friend who... was living in Orange County, and she was taking a hike every day on one of the major trails. And she later found out that she got cancer in several different places on her body, And when she researched that area, she found out that there had been a nuclear dump right there where the trail was walking right by it. So the company that had decided to bury all that waste right on a nature trail was sued by a lot of people for having done that, because they didn't take it to an area where there were no people that would be affected by it. And she battles these little cancers all the time. It hits her eye, it hits her body, and it just seems to be the gift that keeps on giving. And it could have been...
Oh, yeah, we have...
It could have been stopped if they had just given some thought to, you know, moving the nuclear waste to an area that was not inhabited by people.
Yeah, but...
Even animals.
But, you know, that would cost money.
Well, yes, it would. And it seems that when you're geared up for making profits, then you want to cut your expenses to the bone. And often that's at the expense of other people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at Agent Orange in Vietnam or the nuclear power industry. I mean, they're leaving stuff for future generations, you know, 100 future, you know, 100 generations in the future, it's still going to be a problem for them.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, it's not a good thing. People are not, we need a long-term vision for the planet and for, you know, how we want to live here, because we just don't have, you know, and it's not the next quarter statement. It's the next, you know, as the Indians would say, a seventh generation.
Right. And that seems to extend even down into our food and our water and our air. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's fluoride put in the water for some inexplicable reason, because it hasn't been proven that it's actually something that helps teeth. But it was done in... Go ahead.
Yeah, that's, you know, the Nazis and the Soviets used the same level of fluoride that goes into Americans' water to keep their prisoners of war, you know, passive and obedient, and not trying to break out or riot. And I think when they Operation Paperclip, and they hauled all those ex-Nazis over to the U.S. to be their slaves, they discovered it and said, oh, let's put it in the water supply of every American citizen. They'll be, you know, nice and obedient for the rest of history. So.
And then we'll give them vaccinations, and they won't question it.
That's right. And we'll come up with a few other things. It'll be wonderful. We'll have a happy ruling class that doesn't have to worry about problems.
Right. Well, you know, the funny thing about the vaccinations is that they... several companies have been discovered as having a live HIV virus in their vaccinations. And when I say live, I mean live. You would instantly be getting the virus in your vaccination. So they can put anything they want in those vaccinations and have. And the company that was responsible was caught with their pants down, and they said... they had to admit why they did it. They said, well, we didn't want to lose the money from those sales by ditching those, intravenous points that had the HIV in the vaccine.
Oh, yeah. I remember that scandal. Yeah, that was pretty bad. Yeah, but they did a study. I think it was Italians did it, and they studied, I think it was like 43 vaccines. Mm-hmm. And out of the 43 vaccines, 42 were contaminated with other things like metals, foreign, you know, human DNA, all kinds of, you know, stuff, all kinds of other toxins in them. And the only vaccine they found that wasn't really contaminated and bad with all these other things was a vaccine for animals.
Huh.
One of the animal vaccines. The animal vaccines were actually pure and better quality than the ones they made for humans.
Well, maybe that's why they're giving vaccines away for free. Nobody that gets it for free can complain that they got the HIV virus about through it, because, it was free. You didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what C60 is all about. I mean, C60 prevents lead. One of the things C60 does is it also appears to flush mercury and other heavy metals from the body. I have a lot of nurses that take C60 and other health professionals, because you have to take a flu shot every year and it just destroys your health. But
yeah,
if you're like dosing up on C60, it neutralizes all the negative effects of the vaccine, so that you don't have that, you know, that bad negative reaction. So that's why, you know, C60 and at C60 Purple Power, we talk about some of this stuff. So, I mean, it started a small company, just people using it, but now it's kind of growing up.
Well, Ken, you certainly seem to be on the cutting edge of something really stupendous here. And if people would like to find out more about it or get a hold of some from you, how would they do that? Because we're just about at the end of the show.
Oh, well, you could go to my website, or our website. It's a group now, not just myself anymore. C60PurplePower.com. But you can also go online. There's a C60 Purple Power Facebook page. And there's also a good support group, C60 Support Group on Facebook. And also on YouTube, there's a bunch of episodes of the C60 show and some other places where I've talked and others have talked about C60 that you can go. We usually have each show has a specific thing, autoimmune or athletic performance or some other benefit that it's antioxidant action, some other benefit C60 does. So I have these shows there and you can go and kind of study up on what you want to know. And there's a lot of stuff on C60 on the internet. So you could go study it up there and learn about it, especially on YouTube. You can have a lot of testimonials. People tell about how it's helped them. It's a good place to go for added information.
Well, wonderful. Well, I really thank you, Ken, for bringing this information to us tonight so people can find out more about it. And if it reverses age, hey, I can live with that. I'm 68 now. So maybe I can go back in time a little bit. So I wish you the best of luck in your business, and thank you for sharing that with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for all your listeners for tuning in.
All right. All right, well, good night, everybody. Look up that C60 now. Good night.